A gratitude for you, for all that each of us experiences in our day, in our life. A gratitude. We are so very fortunate. And we acknowledge with facts and heart that through the week, as each of us is doing whatever we will do for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, that this is not our land. And if we question that in any regard, we probably just don't have to look far. The names of our rivers, the names of our cities and towns, the names of our mountains, very many, very easily, our cities, our towns, our rivers and streams have native names. Indigenous names, original names. So we fully acknowledge that as we have great gratitude for one another and for our existence, and then we extend that not only to the indigenous people of this continent, the original first people of this continent, but to all the people beset around the world by hostility and aggression forced upon them by greed. So this week, let us not forget that. This week, let us remember, especially on Thanksgiving Day, that for the Native people of the United States, it is called a day of great mourning, of great grief. Maybe with that reminder, we will send prayers for the restitution of all Indigenous peoples around the world, on all people around the world who are again beset by violence against them for no reason other than they are somewhere where somebody else wants to be. And that other person is willing to go to violent ends for greedy reasons to ensure that the original people are not there anymore. And that is happening in our world today. And so, as we smile to begin our meditation, it is a smile of knowing of knowing with our heart the facts of the matter. It is a smile of empathy. And the genuineness of a contrite heart. And we breathe. We breathe together with all the peoples of the world, those present in the world and those in the past, those yet to come. And recognize that our actions, just like the actions of our forefathers and foremothers, our actions matter. Our choices matter. Our views matter. So we smile again with that understanding. We smile if it turns into an empowerment of goodness. We smile with the empowerment of warm-heartedness and empathy that immediately dissolves greed, attachment, and covetousness. Immediately, if it's genuine. So as we have great gratitude this week and are in presence with our tasks, preparation, cooking, or cleaning the house, or making sure there's enough towels for our guests. As we have great gratitude, let it be overwhelming gratitude, truly overwhelming, with tears. How fortunate we are. And acknowledge at the same time, with those same tears, that our good fortune has come at the cost for a lot of beings and a lot of people. And that's important. That's meditation too, to really look at things as they are. What are the facts? And then to be fully embodied in that our state of mind, our state of goodness from heart, warm-heartedness, all of it matters so much. And so we send warm-heartedness and abundance, the energy of abundance, to all the First Peoples of their lands, no matter where they are on this planet. We send the energy of restitution and respect. We just abide in that, it pouring forth from our own gratitude of our own good fortune, and it pouring forth from our hearts as we meditate. hearts radiate to all the peoples of the world with thanks to them and with empathy to them. And may all hearts meet and restore what should be restored and help us all find unity with one another, go forward into the future, no longer taking from one another, but giving. We smile with the world and take a long, so deep breath. And we breathe with our Mother Earth and with the first peoples of the world who always lived in harmony with our Mother Earth. And those who are still on original lands, they live in harmony. They are the great stewards of our earth. They are the great protectors of its waters, its trees, its animal beings. You might take it upon yourself to find out a little bit about the land and its peoples that you are currently sitting on. And if you are visiting, that means to find out about where you are right now. Find out about those lands. Find out about those people. Find out about why the rivers and the streams and the lakes have the names they do, or even the names of the streets have the names they do. What happened to these people? Love you all. Create your day.